It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome into the Bat Blue Studio. It's quarter number three, which means it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in for Bobby Flo. I'm with Ross Tucker and Andrew P. Shea. As I said, it's time for Ask Ross. So if you want to get your Penn State football question answered, download our app, Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Ross button, and it'll be very easy from there. All right. Ask Ross is brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. What better way to treat your guests for bowl games and playoffs than with some great barbecue with the 409 sauces and rubs? They even have some great gift boxes. So go to 409tailgateclub.com, and do not forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. All right. Ready to go. Ross.
Let's do it.
All right. First one, Nick from McVeigh Town. Hi, guys. Writing from Los Angeles, but was born and raised in central PA. After getting completely torched by Minnesota's tall wideout, should it concern Nittany Nation that Memphis has a trio of monsters at wide receiver?
We will talk about this in quarter number four of the Cotton Bowl preview, but the answer is heck yes, it should. They've got eaten up by big receivers all year. Memphis has a very good receiving core. That is going to be maybe the most important aspect of the game. It's going to be huge. We don't have a lot of evidence that Penn State can do well in those matchups.
Do you think the Memphis coaching staff watched the Minnesota game tape?
Yes.
What's left of the Memphis coaching staff? Can we say that? All right. Whoever was designated to be in charge of Memphis for this game.
All right, let's go on to question number two. Is from Steve in Brookville, PA. Steve says, just saw the picture of you, Ross, with Coach James Franklin at the state championships. Just curious what your relationship is with Coach Franklin. How often you get to chat with him, what you guys talk about, if you ever share your thoughts on what you see on the field, given your status as a former NFL offensive lineman superstar. I added the superstar.
Thank you. He was having a great chance to be the winner this week. So my relationship with James Franklin comes from the fact that because of Go Big recruiting, I help certain kids through the recruiting process. It primarily started with kids from Berks County. You know, Alex Anzalone from my high school, Jan Johnson, Michael Mennett, etc. And so what happened is because of Alex Anzalone from my high school, who plays for the Saints now, it seemed like somehow the high school coach or the dad would find me. And so I would just give him a couple tips. And also, if they were good enough, because of that business, I could text a guy at pretty much every school and be like, hey, I don't know if you want him or not, but you should check out Andy Shea. You know what I mean? You should check this kid out, right? And that's about all I do. Like I always tell people, like, I can't get anybody scholarships. I can't do anything. Your ability is what gets you things. But the old-fashioned saying of if you're good enough, they'll find you is not true. The truth is, if you're good enough, somebody they respect will tell them, hey, you got to look at this kid. I mean, I told Penn State, I told Andy Frank about Micah Parsons after his second or third game of high school. I had heard about him. I went to watch him play Wilson. He had like three sacks against Wilson as a freshman. I said, yo, you got to check out number 90 for Central Dauphin. He's in ninth grade and he's awesome. 2 weeks later, he had a scholarship offer. So I think people know I went to college with Andy Frank at Princeton. Andy Frank's director of player personnel for Penn State, essentially the GM. So I met Franklin at a football camp a few years ago, and he said, heard a lot about you from Michael Mennett's family. So then ever since then, if I'm somewhere where Franklin is, we'll chat. But neither one of us go out of the way to really do it. Probably ends up being two, maybe three times a year. You know, the state championships, the coaches convention, because I'm down there for Go Big Recruiting, and maybe one other time. I don't know. I ask him questions about Penn State, and every once in a while I'll offer some opinions. And I don't, and he is very open and honest and very responsive to my opinions, whether he agrees or disagrees. Usually he says, yeah, that's something we've talked about. You know what I mean? Which is true.
So when you talk, you don't do the, James, I think you should put the quarterback under center and start playing a fullback. That's not
no, but I did tell him he had to get the chicken corn noodle soup at the state championship games. And when I got in there at halftime, he was crushing the chicken corn noodle soup at the state championship. It is unbelievable. It is the best soup in the world. So that's the extent of my my relationship. I obviously talk to Andy more, but I don't, it's more about recruiting and just kids I hear about. I don't pepper those guys or hammer those guys about Penn State questions. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I watch Penn State games. I have my own opinion. I'm not like texting them questions about Penn State.
So you're not sending them plays at halftime to run?
No,
the second half?
No.
Well, apparently they have to learn, like we have around here, when it comes time to talk to Ross, a priority is food.
Yeah, there's no question. No question.
All right. Next question up is Jeff from Oakdale. Ross, I'm in the minority when I say Ronnie evolved the offense from year one to year two better than Jomo in his year one to two. Joe used 11 personnel in the same running plays over and over, and he couldn't close a game. Ronnie played to his strengths with 12 personnel and different blocking schemes. Let's get to the question. Would you add your next step like Ronnie to evolve the O or implement a new system? What would a next step look like if you were implementing?
Who's this person?
This is Jeff in Oakdale.
So where's Oakdale? Do you know?
No idea.
If they don't say what state, we assume
it's
Pennsylvania.
It's in Pennsylvania.
So let me just say, I think he made a great observation there. And I do think part of that is probably because it was only Ricky Ronnie's first time coordinating and then second year doing it, and that maybe that's part of the improvement Ricky Ronnie made. But there is no doubt that I feel like Penn State made more strides from Ronnie's first year to second year than Moorhead's first year to second year. Moorhead's second year, they should have been better. You know, you had Trace McSorley with a year under his belt. You had Saquon Barkley. You had Gesicki. You still had Deshaun Hamilton. I mean, they should have been better that year. They should have been lights out, in fact, that year. And there were years where the offensive line, kind of we would complain about them a little bit. I don't think Moorhead did a great job putting the offensive line all the time in positions conducive to success. I think Ronnie did a better job of that this year. I think Shiraka will build upon what Ronnie has done. I think that's the hardest part for a coordinator, especially at the college level. Does he utilize the language that Franklin and Limegrover and those guys are used to? Or does he come in and say, nope, this is my language? I thought in the statement released by Penn State, there was something there where it said, Franklin had some quote like, I could tell throughout the process that Shiraka was interested in what was best for our players. And I almost took that, this might be me reading between the lines. And let me say something like, I have no information on this. You know what I mean? So just because I know Andy Franklin, I have no information on this. But I read between the lines like maybe Franklin was talking to a couple guys, and maybe the one guy was like, look, if I'm coming, it's my system. We're going to change the name, the nomenclature. It's my way or the highway. And I'm probably reading too deep into it, but now we have somebody asking the question. I almost read that, Jim, like Shiraka saying, I'll keep your language. I'll keep your, because I don't want to mess with the kids. They're 18, 19, 20. I can, you know, adapt my system to the language you guys are already using.
Well, frankly, he used the word humility even prior to this announcement. Like last week when talking at his press conference, when talking about bringing a coordinator in, he talked about looking for that, like essentially the humility to come in and not just say, hey, I'm just going to come in and...
Is he maybe saying that Joe Moorhead's not the most humble guy in the world?
That would be accurate.
I kind of like Joe Moorhead's swag, though. I kind of liked it a little bit.
And I'm going off topic a bit, but in talking about the coordinators coming in and working with earlier when we talked about Shiraka coming in and saying, oh, would he run the quarterback or not? Is that just – do you find that some of these coaches – here's my system, this is what we're running, as opposed to using what talent they have. Like this year, when they started putting two tight ends in, because they had two tight ends who could play, to me that was great use of the talent, and I would like to see them use the running backs more creatively.
And I also think it was because, for the first time, their second tight end was better than their third wide receiver.
Right.
For the first time, their second tight end was a more productive, better football player than whoever they were putting in for their third receiver.
All right, let's get to our next question, which is right here. Ed from Ellicott City, Maryland. Did you guys really not discuss the Ronnie taking Old Dominion job? I kept waiting to hear the gang's thoughts, but it never happened. Huh. I think he wants just a kind of a wrap-up of...
When
Ronnie
did it happen?
Leaving.
Last week? 2 weeks ago?
All right. Let's talk about it. Ricky, yeah, Ron and Old Dominion.
I thought we did talk about it. Maybe I'm mistaken. Yeah. I'm happy for him. I think it's interesting that, you know, he had said he didn't want a head coaching job and then he took this. I think that's what people say until they get offered one. But it sounded like he pursued it aggressively. So I know there's some speculation that maybe Franklin had told him it'd be a good idea to look for one. I don't think Franklin was going to move on from Ronnie. I thought they made too many strides this year. I don't think that was going to happen. I think Ronnie felt like he had a really good year and still was the brunt of the criticism, took so much negativity.
At his age and where Old Dominion is as a program, it was a perfect move. That's the way I looked at it.
Old Dominion's a talent. We did talk about this, I was talking to myself about this stuff. It's a talent-rich area. They can be up and coming in the Conference USA, which is not great. I give them I think it's perfect for him, and I think it'll end up working out for Penn State. I think it's best of both worlds.
Well, I think a lot of the Penn State fans who were critical of Ronnie were saying, well, maybe Franklin pushed him out the door. But anyway, let's move on. Quarter number four, we're going to talk Cotton Bowl, and we're going to announce our winner of the Ask Ross segment. With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.